Billionaire businessman Frank Lowy has praised Muslim leaders for their response to last weekend's violent protest in Sydney. Mr. Lowy says the strong condemnation of the violence is proof that multiculturalism in Australia is still strong. He's also calling for a stronger focus on civic education for immigrants to instill Australian values. France is stepping up security after one of its magazines published cartoons mocking the Prophet Muhammad. It's closing its embassies and schools in 20 countries as a precaution. Satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo is defending its rights to publish the cartoons, which include a depiction of the Prophet naked. An anti-Islamic film is continuing to spark violent protests across the Muslim world. And YouTube says it's extending restrictions on that controversial video. The film now won't be accessible in countries where it's considered illegal. That includes Saudi Arabia, India, Indonesia and Malaysia. Australian actor Robert Hughes says he's keen to return home to fight sexual assault claims. The former Hey Dad star has faced a London court as part of an extradition process. New South Wales police want to question Hughes about claims he sexually assaulted five girls between 1985 and 1990. And police in South Africa have used tear gas and rubber bullets to break up another mine protest. Strikes have been crippling mines across the country. Last month, police opened fire at the Marikana Platinum Mine, killing 34 people. Workers there have only just agreed to end their 6-week strike.